Well, either you're too dumb to see sexism in video you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the amount of misogyny brought by the prevalence of video games in the community. It's problematic, Jorno. Right here I say it's problematic in Video City. Why, sure, I'm a video player, certainly quite ashamed to say it, always quite ashamed to say it. I consider the hours I spend with controller in my hand as woeful. Can be educational, and coordinate your hand and help your eye. Always take and try not to let anyone but yourself get killed the entire match, of course. But just as I say it takes intellect, morality, and feminism to play an FPS, I say all male gamers talk shit to their entire team. And I call that skill. The first big step on the road to the depths of my said misogyny. First harassing some women online, then beating them for fun. And the next thing you know, you're then playing games for money at a big old tourney. And listening to some bald British bastard that tells the wonders of PC gaming. Not content with console gaming, no, but a game where they change it with modding support. Would you like to see some disgusting nectar using sex mods? Doesn't that trigger you? Well, I should say. Journos, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players in a game, players that make no difference between an Annan and a troll with a capital T and that rhymes with G and that stands for games. And all week long, your Video City games will be harassing. I had to say, those gamers will be harassing. Always harassing women morning time, noon time, night time too. Gotta finish that vision, never mind finding a new job or taking a shower to go to said job. Never mind going to that interview just slouching around playing the video on a Friday night, and those are problems. Oh yes, lots and lots of problems. I'm not doing this for myself at all, you see, or for the children. It's for society, but there's sexism. Right here in Video City. Problems with a capital P, and that rhymes with G, and that stands for games. Now I know you Jornos are the right kind of gamers. I'm not joshing when I say this. Do you want to know what disgusting shit sit they talk about while posting on 4chan? They're playing Witcher 3, playing Hatred. They're jerking it to jab games like Weeaboo Creeps and bragging all about how they hide violent urges by killing women. Then one day, they just stop playing. Start their training on how to shoot a gun. MLG players and Adderall addicts and murder sims that inspire them to become hard criminals in real life. Mass sexism! Journos, all video games are the devil's playground problem.
Oh, we got problems.
Right here in Video City.
Right here in Video City.
With a capital P and that rhymes with G and that stands for games.
That stands for games.
Oh, surely problematic.
Surely problematic.
Right there in Video City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the neckbeards firmly calm and tame.
Our children gonna have problems. Problems.
Journos of Video City. Problems. Eat up my bullshit before you look sexist. Watch for the telltale signs of misogyny. The moment a gamer plays Vidya, does he use his masculine control to oppress women NPCs? Is he not intimidated looking at strong female protags, waifu games tucked in his backlog? Does he memorize moves for his fighting games to use in online matches? Or epic memes being used on the internet? Memes like fun. An SJW!
Problems.
Well, if so, Journos, you got problems.
Oh, we got problems.
Right here in Vidya City.
Right here in Vidya City.
With a capital P and that rhymes with G and that stands for games.
It's surely problematic.
Right here in Vidya City.
Right here.
Play games like Life is Strange, Broken Age, and Gone Home.
Our children's gonna have problems.
Oh, how problematic. There are sexist problems. All games with sexy heroines are MRA's tool. Oh yes, we got problems!
Oh yes, we got problems!
Problems with a capital P! Gotta rhyme with G! And that stands for games!
That stands for games!